Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the premier two-year institutions in the country, Northeast Mississippi Community College. Hard to believe, final exams are less than 2 weeks away here at Northeast, at least for face-to-face classes. This fall semester, you blink and it's almost over. Had some big events this past week. Of course, I sure enjoyed emceeing our annual Halloween costume contest, sponsored by Sodexo over in the Union last week. Last Thursday night, also a big night for the Tiger football team. They win again. They're 4-1 on the year. Of course, coming up, speaking of Thursdays, on the 12th of November, Campus Country has scheduled its second showtime of the semester, Good Time. It'll be at 7 p.m. at the Fountain in front of Ramsey, right at the end of the boulevard here on the Northeast Boonville campus. Let's bring in our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, with his message this week. Dr. Ford, as always, really appreciate your time.
Good morning again. Thank you, Will, and thank you all from the Public Information Office and Marketing for covering us and making sure that we get the information out and I have an opportunity to speak to everyone. A couple of topics that I want to discuss and kind of go over with everybody to make sure that we understand the things that are available and opportunities and some announcements also. First thing I would like to mention is that we have a good bit of CARES Act monies that we have not spent at this time. And if you have some things in your classroom or in your area that you need in order to help you through the pandemic or help in your classroom with spacing, disinfecting, anything that you think you might need that would help you, please contact Mr. Chris Murphy. He will give you some guidance on these monies and some guidelines that are along with it. It has to be COVID related, and we must expend these funds by December the 30th of 2020. So there's a lot of monies there that are available, and I encourage you to reach out to Mr. Murphy about the usage of that money. So please feel free to do that if you think you have something that you might need to help you through this the pandemic. I do want to say thank you again to everyone for this semester and the efforts of everyone throughout this semester. I know it's been challenging at times, and sometimes it's changed in a heartbeat. Things may have changed from one day to the next. I know that in dealing with the CARES Act monies, I know the guidelines for the usage of that money has changed sometimes within a day or two, and it's been difficult in navigating and getting through that process, but I think we've got the process down, and we're going to be able to complete all of our purchases and everything like that. But again, let me reiterate the fact how thankful I am for each of you and your willingness to just change and at a moment's notice and be able to continue on and not miss a beat with our students or in your job that you perform. So again, thank you for the great fall semester. And saying that, it's coming to a close. It is soon will be completed. November the 20th will complete the fall 2020 semester. And to say that we've made history as we've moved along with this, I think we have seen an historic fall semester of 2020. Because we've seen some things that we never thought we would see in our lifetime. We've seen some things that we wish we had never seen in our lifetime. However, it is what it is, and we have been able to adjust and navigate through it. And you just don't know how thankful I am of that process. Also, I do want to remind everybody that we completed our Perkins audit last week. I mentioned it a little bit, but it is complete and it was a success. So certainly want to thank Jason Maddox and his staff and Dr. Baragona, Dr. Cooper, and everybody that was involved with the Perkins audit. It was very successful. We have one financial statement that we have to get into them, and that will be completed by the end of this week. So it's great to know that you've got people that are taking care of business day to day, and you don't have to worry about audits and things popping up. So we're glad that's over with, and we're thankful for the people that made it happen. I do want to speak just a little bit on our back to normal schedule. You know, first and foremost, I want everybody to understand that we are not going to put any of our employees or any of our students in a situation where they will be open to contracting the COVID-19 virus. We're going to take every precaution whatsoever, and we must get our face-to-face classes back up and our schedule back up to normal. So in January, we will be back to our normal schedule, and if a student wants a face-to-face schedule, they can have that. Our teachers will be in the classroom teaching. There will be situations, I'm sure, where teachers have underlying health conditions, and of course, those must be taken care of with the proper procedure within the HR office. So I do want to reiterate the fact that we are going to keep everyone safe. You know, I think it's important that our students are back in the classroom. I am experiencing situations on other campuses that I have been informed of where there are totally on a virtual platform. The students are experiencing a lot of issues outside of school because simply they have a virtual schedule and they do not have to get up and they do not have to go to class. So they have to get up. They get up whenever they want to. They engage in activities that, you know, we do not recommend as adults to students. So it's creating some psychological problems that students are having to see counselors, that's having to see clinical psychiatrists and things like that for situations that normally they wouldn't have if they had a normal schedule. We're seeing folks with depression. We're seeing folks with addictions to drugs and alcohol simply because they have a lot of time and they don't have a schedule. So it's important that we try to get our students back to a normal schedule. It's just imperative that we do that because our students need that. And I think as educators and mentors, that's one of our responsibilities is to make sure that our students are guided and they're placed in good situations where they can be successful and they will not have all these temptations that they're having right now. So that's the reason for the back to normal schedule, that we're putting our students back into a classroom situation where they will have a schedule, they have to be somewhere, they have to be on time, and they have to follow that schedule. So I think that's important that students have that. It's important that adults have that also. So we're getting back to our back to normal schedule in January. This virtual platform that we have is well and good, but we were simply not, as a society and as an educational institutions, K-12 and higher ed, simply we're not prepared to delve into it that quickly. Because let's just think about it just a moment now. For 1 week, we're off on spring break, and we left our classrooms. And then the next week, we're all of a sudden totally on a virtual platform of teaching without any kind of leadership, any kind of professional development prior to that. And then we're jumping around trying to figure out how we're going to do this, and we're not capable of doing that. Northeast was probably farther ahead of the curve than anyone was, simply because of our technology initiative that we had in place, our virtual learning that we had in place. I mean, we're second in the country for virtual learning for a reason, simply because we took 4, 5, 6 years there in preparing for it. So it's not something that we changed over and jumped to overnight. So this is something that everybody was forced into in a matter of a few days. And I'll be honest with you, you can't do that. You cannot do it and be successful in the long term. This is something that we've got to prepare for over a period of a few years. So, you know, I'm hearing horror stories of virtual classes, that calculus classes, for example, that last 10 minutes. I have serious concerns about those students that will go on to college and take college calculus or college math or college algebra or trigonometry or something like that, and they're not going to be successful at it simply because of this background and good footing that they should be getting, and they're simply not getting that. So that's my concern. And, you know, we're passing out Chromebooks by the millions. And I use this analogy. You can spend $5 million and buy me a Learjet, and you can give it to me and tell me to go to town with it. I still can't fly it. So we have some issues there. And so it's going to sit there, and it's probably going to be unused. If I get into it and try to fly it, I'm definitely going to crash, and there's going to be serious repercussions there. So we're jumping into a virtual platform with all of these devices that are being bought and given to us, and there's obviously going to be a crash at some point in time. So we've got to instill a lot of professional development and a lot of teaching to our instructors on how to do this and the things that have worked with other people. So it's important that we really emphasize that going forward, the professional development for all of our people. So we are definitely challenged with it, but we are at Northeast Mississippi Community College. We're going to get back to our back-to-normal schedule in January. And we will still continue our MSVCC courses that we teach and all of our online classes. You can still have a virtual online schedule if you choose, or a hybrid schedule, either one. But if you want a face-to-face class, you will have that also. So that's Northeast moving forward, and we're going to continue to do what's best for our students and then also our employees and keeping everyone safe. If you have any questions or concerns, please contact my office, and we'll be glad to listen to what you have to say and also discuss the situation. So I do want to make one quick announcement here. Our football team, the game scheduled for with Itawamba Community College on this Thursday night, has been postponed. Simply because I think there were a large number of the of ICC's football team that tested positive for the virus. I heard the number of 20, 22, 23 kids that tested positive. So we're going to let them quarantine and let them get everything back to normal. Then we will reschedule the game for a later date. So we're looking probably at next week, either on a Thursday or Saturday. So we'll get that information to you as soon as it's available. So I do want to say thank you again for navigating through this semester, and also for getting ready for next semester and being able to navigate through next semester. So we're going to continue moving forward, and we continue to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do in moving Northeast forward, but more importantly for taking care of our students and making sure they're successful, because that's our number one priority here, making sure our students are successful and they're taken care of. So in saying all that, again, let's go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right, Dr. Ford. Just a reminder, if you want to know more about Northeast, you can check out our website at nemcc.edu, or you can follow us on social media. That's not only athletics, but campus-wide. And also for some prospective students that are thinking about coming here to Northeast, we're on your radar. Well, I'll tell you what, you need to follow NEMCC Recruiting on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And with that, we will wrap up this week's show. A special thanks to Michael Miller for all he does behind the scenes to get us on the air each week. So for the president, Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.